Leonardo DiCaprio greeted the Pope in perfect Italian.
Sua Santità, grazie per dedicarmi questa udienza privata con lei.
An excited Pope asked the actor to take a seat in English. They had a longer conversation with a translator present. The actor gave the Pope a book with pictures from the 15th century Flemish artist Bosch. He explained what the images meant to him.
It's hanging above my crib as a young boy. And as a child, I didn't quite understand. In my child's eyes,
more clearly.
It's an intelligence test.
There will be a surprise outbreak. No question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious disease, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. So for those who think that infectious diseases is gone, tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind.
The city of Minneapolis confirming to CNN that at least 7 police officers have now left the department since the death of George Floyd last month.
This is the instrument of your liberation. Behind you stands a symbol of oppression. Also, I will to stop you tearing down this corrupt city. Let me tell you the truth.
For an army will be raised. The powerful will be ripped from their decadent nest. Into the cold world that we know.
You'll die out here, bro. You'll die out
here.
Black Lives Matter!
Shortly after his entrance into Chas, the Christian preacher was indeed choked out cold. Antifa terrorist and Black Lives Matter activist used a chokehold to subdue the preacher and evidently choke him to the point of passing out.
Courts will be convened. The police will survive as they learn to serve true justice.
I'm going to be explaining to you the international legal framework that has been suppressed and hidden from us, and global protests which will start to take place on the 22nd of June 2020.
We, for lack of a better descriptive term, are performing a neighborhood watch over the Jade Helm exercises. We will be observing and reporting any activities that we see the military involved in.
One, Jade Helm truly is just a training exercise to prepare Army Special Operations Forces for future operations overseas. That's all we want to do. We want to make our guys sweat hard in peacetime so they bleed less in combat.
I just can't believe that they're operating on such a scale amongst the citizens and using psychological operations, psychological warfare, intelligence gathering data on the American citizens.
they go back to the old ways with more oomph.